Aircheckdownloads.com.
It doesn't matter what happens this morning. I'm nervous. You know, something apparently is going to happen. No one is going to tell me, but apparently Ross is going to get his revenge today.
Oh, he is. I know what's going to happen.
Everyone knows what's going to happen except me. I'm wearing my brown trousers just in case. Something has just happened which made me smile. Well, not at first, just now. A mate of mine's just called in. Morning, Ace. He just called in, and one of the guys from work just said, Kev, there's somebody to see you. And I was like, no!
No! He can't come in!
Who is this?
Get rid of him!
You sweep my brow! It's Wednesday, the 4th of December. I'm sure all will be revealed as we progress through Wednesday. 21 shopping days to Christmas. The Channel Tunnel reopens to passengers today. Except there's no passengers. 50 countries are meeting to discuss the way forward for peace in Bosnia. Education Secretary Gillian Shepherd and Dina Lamplugh address a conference on personal safety in schools. A service is being held to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the charity Shelter. The internet exhibition for 1996 continues in Olympia. And the premiere of Disney's 101 Dalmatians takes place at the Royal Albert Hall later on tonight. Oh, and the International Fraud Convention continues in London as well. And Jamie was just telling me just a second ago that he won about 2 years ago the National Fraudster Championship. You know, they do it. He won. He's just shown me the certificate. I think it's, I don't know whether it's a real certificate or it's one that he made earlier.
My name isn't Jamie. It's Bob.
Really? I'm wondering what my name's going to be after the show today. 7:09, it's a Wednesday. Spice Girls and Say You'll Be There. It's Rock FM at breakfast time. Check some birthdays in 5 minutes and we'll look at the roads and motorways in just a moment. I was listening to Rossi on the drive home yesterday. I heard him play the new song from the Spice Girls. It's a bit smoochy, a bit slow and sexy, but very, very good indeed. What happened to them being a one-hit wonder, eh? Maybe a third number one waiting in the side aisles. There's been hundreds of lorries queuing over in France and whatever. I was just thinking today, that sight has not been seen since Tanya moved out of Coronation Street, has it, eh?
Debenhams give you the gift of Christmas.
Who got a better deal at Burnley? Good morning!
As far as we know, there's nothing major to report on roads and motorways. All starting to get heavy, all suffering from a bit of surface spray, what with the rain we had overnight and the showers that are going to continue throughout the morning. Take extra care, all right? Full update with Judith. Will she or won't she be in the Rock FM flying eye? Well, we'll wait and see in 20 minutes from now. Showers at first, brighter later, 7:45 the high. We'll do your birthdays up next.
I believe we cried too many tears.
97.4 Rock FM, there's Corona. I don't want to be a star. This is Kev Seed in the morning. Got my brother hanging on the line. He's never been on the radio. All right, Dave.
Hello.
You okay?
Yeah, fine.
I just thought I'd put you on the air then.
Thank you. Now
you can say in your next CV you've worked on Rock FM. All right, then.
Thanks.
I'll speak to you in a minute. There he goes. That's my little baby boy there. Probably got a red face now. Please say hi to my dad, Steve Kenny. He's in, lives in Hesketh Bank. He's 38 today. He'll be in a car on his way to work in Manchester. He's a bit of an Arthur Daly, sells cars. So, morning, Steve. Happy birthday from Natalie and also from Michael as well. Please wish my daughter, Hannah Rawlinson, a happy birthday today. She'll be 9. Also mention my husband, Dave, as it was his birthday Monday just gone, from Mum and Dad and also Sister Kay, who incidentally was 6 years old on the 14th of November. I couldn't get through on the phone, so she missed out on the birthday blast. Okay, thanks, Deborah, for that. And everyone mentioned there, have a nice birthday. My husband, Terry Hawkinson, will be 50 today. He's a driver for Lynx, and he'll be listening between now and 7:30 in the Wallasey area. Morning, Terry. All the best on your 50th. Tell him I love him very much. And that's from his wife, Jacqueline, and also from your daughter, Amanda, and your son, Andrew. Have a happy birthday. And we're just dialing up as we normally do. We're making a surprise birthday call to someone here who celebrates a birthday. This person is 21 today. So let's see if we can get this person on and wish him a happy birthday. Here we go. Oh, hang on. It's this one here, isn't it? Truth. Nearly blown it then. Got more flashing lights here than in the cockpit of a plane.
Hello?
Hiya, who's that?
It's Adele.
Hello, Adele. This is Kev Seed. You're live on Rock FM now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You know why we're ringing you, don't you?
No.
You don't?
No.
Well, is today special for you?
It could be.
why could it be special?
It's
your 21st. It's your 21st birthday, so now you do know why we're ringing you.
Do you?
Yeah, well, I've been asked to give you a happy birthday call from your mum and all your family and friends, all right?
I don't believe it.
Do you feel highly embarrassed now?
Definitely.
Oh, well, never mind.
Got it at the shower.
You've just got it. Oh, my God, you've got no clothes on as well.
No.
Fancy speaking to a million people with no clothes on. You're almost a streaker.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
We can't believe it either. I'm not even looking. I'm talking with my head away from the microphone so I can't see. In fact, I tell a lie, I'm risking one eye.
Oh.
I couldn't resist it. Adele, listen, you have a wonderful birthday today.
Be.
And we're playing this little birthday blast just for you, all right?
Okay, then. Thanks
happy
very
birthday.
Much.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Showers at first this morning. It's going to be brighter later, 7:45 the high. We'll give you the update on how the voting is going so far, the story so far on Rock FM's Song for Christmas very soon. Eyes Without a Face, there's Billy Idol.
Eyes Without a Face.
Don't forget this coming Thursday night down at the Park Nightclub, Charnock, Richard Nair, Chorley. If you want to come down and get in for free, it's simple. Call up the guest list hotline, put your name down and just walk on through without even getting any dosh out. 01257 450145 is the number to call. Doors open 9 o'clock and we look forward to seeing you at the Park Nightclub this coming Thursday night with Rock FM.
Look, I've saved loads of money on things for Christmas.
For people with more sense than money.
Rock FM!
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh. KFC.
Lines open now. If you want to be top of the class, all you've got to do is give us a call. Tell us the name of your class, the name of your teacher, your name, and the name of your school, college, or university. 01772 200 500. News and sport up next at 7:30. Thanks to all the calls for class of the day. By the way, Rock FM's Song for Christmas in the lead at the moment is Whitegate Dry Daycare Centre in Blackpool. They're just in the lead. Just behind them in second place with the voting is St Andrew's CE Primary School Choir in Blackburn. And tying in third place are Julia Ann Kerner and Rudston School Southport, Barry Aspinall and Wigan and Reverend Robert Amos in Ormskirk. Going to give you the numbers later if you want to vote and change the state of play in the voting. Top of the class today, it's 7U. That's Mrs McLean's class at Burscoe Priory High. Thanks to Graham Hughes for nominating.
97.4. Rock FM News.
At 7:30, I'm Jamie Thomas.
Breakfast.
The channel's open to passengers. Rock FM Sport. More at 8:30.
Carling Black Label. What a brilliant selection. The best songs on the radio. Rock FM.
How do you fancy winning four tickets for the premiere of Sleepers next Thursday night at the new Virgin Cinema in Wigan? You fancy that? Well, we've got a stack of tickets up for grabs. You need to listen out for a cue to call on the breakfast show this morning. When you hear this cue to call, then we need you to call in and be lucky caller number 97, all right? If you're a winner today, you'll be put in a draw for next week on the breakfast show to win limo travel to the cinema. You're going to arrive showbiz styly, plus you're going to get £1,000 as well. That's if you're the overall winner, okay? So, no, that doesn't mean to say we're giving overalls away. This is what you're listening out for today.
Rock FM.
Whenever you hear that on the breakfast show this morning, then you should be calling up to win and be caller 97. You want to hear it again?
Rock FM.
Keep listening because it could be coming very soon.
Good morning to you. We've got terrible winds and service spray causing lots of problems on the roads. Do take care, please. Watch your speed.
Get up, get up, get on the way up.
Just gone 20 to 8. Good morning.
With Rock FM.
Rock FM.
Travel. Would you believe it? There's the cue to call. Strict God, we were only talking about 2 minutes ago and it's gone and...
Should I phone then?
Hey?
Should I phone?
You should phone up now if you want to be a winner. We're searching for caller 97 01772 200 500. Get calling.
Stay with me, but if you want to leave...
Bobby Brown, too, can play that game. 16 minutes to 8. This is 97.4 Rock FM. How do you fancy winning four tickets for the premiere of Sleepers next Thursday night at the new Virgin Cinema in Wigan? All this week, all day long. This is what you're listening for.
Rock FM.
Whenever you hear it, you make sure you call a number 97. And if you are, then at least you're halfway there to being a winner with Rock FM. All right, we're looking for caller 97. I think we know who it is. It's you, Tina in Preston.
Oh, God, you're joking!
Oh, I'm not joking, no.
Oh, brilliant!
You're caller 97. Now, hang on, calm down. You're just halfway there, all right? We're going to ask you some questions in just a second. If you are the winner today, you're going to be put into the draw. Next Wednesday on The Breakfast Show, we're going to pull one of the winners out. And if you, for example, are pulled out next Wednesday, apart from winning what you could win today, there's a chance for you to go to the cinema, showbiz styly, in a limousine, and, of course, a chance for you to win £1,000 as well.
Oh, brilliant.
So you're halfway there. You're on the ladder, all right? Which is good news. Right, what we're going to do is we're going to ask you a question. Okay. Four questions, in fact. All right, so I'm just looking at my questions. There they are. Right. We kind of left you hanging on there. All right, now, we're actually walking into the foyer at the new Virgin Cinema. Just, can you picture this, yeah?
Yeah. I can.
Are I'm there.
Can you just, like, come with us?
God, it's nice.
Just imagine we're walking through the foyer of the new Virgin Cinema's multiplex at Robin Park, and if you want to move through to the ticket desk, you've got to answer this question.
Right.
Right. Which planet does Superman come from? There's a,
I'll, give a, you a big factor.
I'll give you a clue. There's a show on the television where you've got to do all sorts of things and you know, you've got to...
Krypton.
Krypton! Well done. Question number one is correct. Right, now we're going to buy a ticket at the desk, all right?
Yeah.
Now, we can buy this ticket if you answer this question. Who's the star of the Die Hard films?
Bruce
Willis. Yeah, no problem there. Congratulations. Woo! All right, now we're going to stop off in the movie store to pick up some film memorabilia before moving up to the premiere screen, the unique upper-class experience, if you can answer this question. Who is the star of the films Taxi Driver and The Deer Hunter?
Oh.
No, I don't think there's a, I don't think there's an actor called... Oh.
Sylvester Stallone.
No, you didn't say Sylvester Stallone, did you? I'll give you his initials. RDN. And his first name is Robert.
Oh, Robert De Niro.
Now, the final question now, before we can actually give you the prize and let you see the film. Which building does King Kong climb with his hostage?
Empire State Building.
Do you want to change your mind?
No.
You're a winner, baby! You've gone and done it. You got yourself four tickets for the premiere of Sleepers next Thursday night at the new Virgin Cinema in Wigan. You'll get champagne and goodies. Plus, you're now in the draw to win £1,000 and be taken to the cinema in a limousine. Chauffeur-driven, eh?
Yay.
Hey, Tina from Preston, congratulations. Enjoy the film and thanks for listening to Rock FM.
Thanks very much. Aircheckdownloads.com.